Today I'm joined by Tony Keating, who's the CEO from ResApp. Tony, welcome to the Morgans Network.
Thanks, Scott.
ResApp, very interesting digital health play in the respiratory space. Can you tell us a little bit about the technology that's been developed?
Sure. ResApp is a digital healthcare company that's targeting the diagnosis and management of respiratory disease. We've licensed technology originally developed by the University of Queensland that uses machine learning to look for signatures in the sound of someone's cough or their breathing and matches those signatures to respiratory diseases such as pneumonia, bronchiolitis, or croup. Essentially, we're able to use a smartphone that everyone has in their pocket to diagnose and potentially manage respiratory disease.
So you're running a number of clinical trials at the moment. Can you tell us a little bit about the design of the trial and what we're expecting?
So the US clinical study, which we're calling SmartCoughC, is a pediatric clinical study. We're running at three major US hospitals, Mass General Hospital, Cleveland Clinic, and Texas Children's. In that study, we're recruiting patients who have signs and symptoms of respiratory disease, and then we're using our cough diagnostic technology to pull out those patients who have particular diseases. We're comparing the results with our technology with the clinical diagnosis. So we have clinicians making a full diagnosis of those patients using chest x-ray, lab tests, and comparing our results against those.
And when are those study results due out?
We've finished recruiting patients. We have over 1,250 patients recruited into that study. That finished a few weeks ago. We're now analysing those results, and we expect those results to be available in mid to late July.
Okay, so that's a pretty short time away. Assuming that the results are positive, what then happens with in terms of getting regulatory approval, and where do you take the business from there?
So after we've gotten our top line results from that study, we'll do a little bit further analysis. Following that, we'll submit to FDA for approval in the US. It's a de novo submission as a class 2 medical device. So we expect that submission to happen in August. US FDA is taking around about 3 to 6 months to review de novo submissions with diagnostic tests at the shorter end of that. So we're hoping for FDA clearance by the end of this calendar year.
Okay. And the revenue model, assuming you get approval, how do you make money out of it?
So our first target market is in telehealth. So telehealth is when you're visiting a doctor essentially over a Skype video link. We see a strong opportunity there in that those doctors don't have a stethoscope, so they can't listen to your lungs, they can't make an accurate diagnosis. So our goal is to provide those clinicians with a test that can be used remotely and that would sit alongside that telehealth consultation. Our pricing model or our business strategy is to charge every time our test is used, somewhere between $5 and $10 per test. There are tens of millions of these telehealth consultations involving respiratory disease happening every year in the US, and so we see a very large commercial opportunity for us as well.
Okay, well that sounds really exciting, Tony. We might leave the conversation there. I've been joined by Tony Keating, who's the CEO from ResApp. A lot of interesting events about to happen with the company, so it's one well worth having a look at. Thank you, Tony.
Thanks, Scott.